tell all the devotees what we are going to do now. We are going to have an initiation ceremony, and very auspicious new birth. We have all together what? 19 new births. This is a lot for one room. So those of you who still want to remain, so to say, in the womb of material nature, this is your time. You can just run away. But those who want to be born, both first and the second birth, they should please remain here with us. And all of you who are here, or the Vaishnavas, your witnesses and your blessings and good wishes will carry the devotees who are taking initiation into their new lives, and will give them the strength to also be true to their vows. We will first purify ourselves. We'll do this by the Achman ceremony. Then, after that, we will purify the whole room and the whole universe by chanting the Brahma Sanghita. And then I will talk on the meaning of initiation, and afterwards give the initiations. So we will now follow our highly concentrated and not at all spaced out pujari, Yamananda does, and he will tell us what to do. Yeah. One thing is, those who are photographers, please don't
wrong for Krishna consciousness. He very, very soon will become aware of the need of a spiritual master. Even before joining the movement for Krishna consciousness, he or she has read the Bhagavad Gita and transcendental scriptures, and has heard that without a spiritual master, it is not possible to make any advancement in spiritual life. We have said yesterday that it is not possible for the eye to see the mind. We all have different thoughts here, but I can't see what Yamananda thinks. I can see in his face, he's a little nervous before the yajna, but directly his thoughts I cannot see with my eyes. I would have to request him to tell me what is in his mind. What is his plan for the yajna? So, we can't see with this eye God. And even if we asked him, "Dear Lord, what is your plan for me?" Our ears are plucked up with metta and won't be able to hear. Therefore, the Supreme Lord has spoken the Shastra, the scripture. But even the scripture has so many different shadows of meaning, because it really encompasses the whole human search for spirituality. It has different levels. So we do need someone who is close to Krishna, that's one thing, and who also can give us entrance into the proper understanding and application of the word of the Shastra. This someone is defined by Raghunath Goswami as Mukunda Preshtam, someone who's very dear to Mukunda, the Lord who gives us freedom from material life, who takes us back home, back to Godhead. We should think like this. Now, initiation is an important function in approaching a spiritual master. I have written down what Prabhupada once said about initiation, and I think it will be absolutely interesting to all of us, those who are initiated and those who will become initiated. Srila Prabhupada says, so this initiation means that one is being accepted as a student by the spiritual master to promote him gradually to the purified state where he can realize himself and God. In the contaminated state, one cannot approach God. And Srila Prabhupada used as an, he explained how it's not possible if we are contaminated to go directly to Krishna. He has said, just like you cannot enter the moon planet. I mean, let us say, because the spirit was so high yesterday, so enthusiastic, let us say we would decide today, we all in this room will fly to the moon. There's no limits for us. But with these bodies, we wouldn't be able to enter the moon planet. We would freeze even to death if we only go out without coat and into the Bavarian wilderness. So you cannot, without being prepared and equipped, ausgerüstet in Deutsch, enter the moon planet. It is simply not possible. In the same way, we have to become equipped, ausgerüstet, to approach or to go to Krishna. And what do you think is this equipment? What do you need? The speaker could hear a needle falling on the ground as the audience sat spellbound with a question mark on their forehead. Purity! If the mind is impure and the body is impure, being over flooded with material desires for sense enjoyment, we cannot come close to Krishna. Krishna will hear our prayers, certainly, and Krishna will send help even to the most fallen soul, like Madai and Jagai. They will get the help, but they have to take the help. See, let us just consider Jagai and Madai, because yesterday we thought a lot about them, both positively, neutrally, and quite restless. Jagai and Madai, they were very, very fallen. And when they came in contact with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at first Mahaprabhu didn't want to accept them, but when Lord Nityananda just prayed for them, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted them. There was, however, one condition. He said, I will accept you, but from this day on, you cannot do this again. Promise? And Jagai and Madai said yes, and they didn't do it again. So, this is the beauty of, let us say, this is the serious commitment of spiritual, of initiation into spiritual life. We can be fallen. There is no problem. In fact, that's our qualification. The most fallen souls are delivered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But when we sit down on the initiation fire, we cannot do it again. What is it? It means sinful activities which separate us from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and which also will separate us naturally from the personality from whom we are taking initiation from. This is a very important point, and therefore the promise is given at the initiation fire to follow four rules and regulations. See, my dear devotees, both you who are getting initiated and those who are here to bless all of us, those who are sitting here have bought a one-way ticket, not a two-way ticket. The ticket goes out of the material world, and there is not a return ticket. That once you are out, you slip back again. That is not the ticket. If you gracelessly go out, you won't have an easy ride, in other words. It will be troublesome. So, before taking initiation, this is my what I always say, I will say it this day also. Think, do you want to have this heavy ticket? It's a one-way ticket only. If you want a two-way ticket, you have not studied the conditions of the agency. Wenn ihr ein zweiwegiges Ticket haben wollt, also muss ich euch informieren, das Reisebüro stellt diese nicht aus. Dieses jedenfalls nicht. Es gibt andere Reisebüros, die haben keine Probleme, die haben Zwei-Way-Tickets. All right, this is... So think a little bit about... Anyways, I have told this before to the initiates, so they have thought about it and they have told me that they are prepared for the one-way ticket. I personally think this is the greatest blissful thing about this movement for Krishna consciousness. You will find so many spiritual movements which talk about reincarnation and peace of mind, but they always they don't talk about a one-way ticket. They are conveniently continuing with their material activities, which will make them dirty and keep them away from Krishna. So, now, the next point which we wanted to raise is that for those who are getting first initiation, they will obtain the japa mala, which are offered to the lotus feet of the deities and which are chanted upon by the spiritual master with great concentration, and they will obtain through the initiation the adhikar. Adhikar means qualification to chant. I was very happy when some of you who wrote me what they will change in their life after initiation said, I want to chant better rounds. One devotee even said, I want to cry for Krishna in chanting holy names. Then I wrote, well, that's very nice, but first, why don't we be realistic, first chant attentive rounds. Let us start here. But ultimately, we hear from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nayanam Galadash Rudharaya, how he is chanting in great feelings of separation the holy name. We all desire to become linked while we chant with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if we do so, we should consider that there are 10 things which will keep us away from this coveted or desired state of chanting. These are the 10 offenses when chanting the holy name. I want to ask the first initiates to help me put them all together. What is the first offense in chanting the holy name? Yes, just learned it nicely. To blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives in chanting the holy, and what? Spreading the holy names of the Lord or Krishna consciousness. The easiest is, if you want to not make this offense, to glorify the devotees, to serve the devotees, to talk favorably about them, and to see them as servants of Krishna. The second offense? Pavel, what is the second offense? Oh, he's Vajrananda, nicht mogeln. It's all right. We don't. Who knows the second offense? You can say in any language, Krishna understands it. Even the language of the parrots. Yes. To consider the names of the demigods or the to be equal or independent of the name of Krishna. That means, in essence, there's no one bigger than Krishna, Bhaktivobi. Krishna is the most important. What is the third offense? Yes, sir. Yes, to not carry out the orders of the spiritual master. What is the fourth offense? Gavi. Oh, you have to learn. Fourth offense? Don't. I'm asking you. No, that's also an offense. What is the fourth offense? No. But that's also an offense. Ayumi. Yes. Congratulations. How did you know? Ayumi sits very close to Srila Prabhupada. That's a secret. It is to not blaspheme the Vedic scriptures. And scriptures in pursuance of the Vedic version, you have also said. What is the fifth offense? Krishna Chandra. Yes. The sixth is to give some interpretation on the holy name.
I used to do that. I sometimes told esoteric circles that if you chant, the effect is like a ruby, you know, which you wear. It is imperceptible, but it is there. And then I read, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Harinam Chintamani, which became the basis of the nectar ocean for chanting the holy name, that if one gives an interpretation that the holy name is working like a herb or a gem, or just some healing thing, that's to give some imaginary explanation. It's an offense that I stopped my preaching. It was many years ago. It was before I gave initiation, so you please don't worry. I corrected that. The seventh offense has been given, has been stated already by Bhakta Jones. It is to commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting the holy name. The eighth offense is to consider the chanting of the holy name to be a mere ritual, like the Karma Kanda section. That's a very, very easy to commit offense. I would say about 99% of the audience, is, including me, is sometimes doing this offense. It is, we think of, we have to chant. I have not yet chanted my rounds. The ritual is not over yet, unfortunately. If we maintain this attitude in chanting, that's offensive. That's an extended meaning. I know the strict meaning is just, you think it's like the car, I'm doing now something and then I will get some good results. The ninth offense is to preach the glories of the holy name to the doubt people, and the tenth offense is to maintain material attachments and not give them up, although one has understood so many things in this connection. Now, my dear newly initiates, I think you will have to study these 10 offenses. This is my first instruction to you. From all the instructions the spiritual master gives, the instruction to chant 16 rounds is the most important. And today I'm giving you your first instruction. Please, please, please read the 10 offenses and try to consciously work in your life to avoid them. You will get the holy name, you will get initiation in spiritual life, but if you do not consciously work at avoiding the 10 offenses, you will not be able to get a high taste in the chanting of the holy name. This is what I wanted to say in regards to the first initiation. I want to tell all of you that today I had a very, very nice realization. Who is in charge here? I was chanting on the beats before the picture of Srila Prabhupada, and I was thinking, I was praying to Prabhupada like I always do, please, I'm doing this as your humble servant, please guide me and please do protect me. And since you know, I had made a pause. In giving initiations for 2 years, and I was just thinking, oh, now I'm coming again after 2 years. And when I looked at the picture, Prabhupada just laughed and laughed and laughed. And he was very happy. I did, no, he was not happy with me, but he was happy with those initiates who finally are coming to the platform where they finally become family members, so to say, of this glorious transcendental family called ISKCON. I will show you the picture. Here it is coming. You can also take courage. Isn't that a beautiful expression of Prabhupada? I only need a frame, but it will come, I know. The reason why I'm showing you this is I'm showing you your grandfather. Sometimes then you will have a little trouble with your father because the father is so heavy always. Just go to your grandfather. He is very merciful. Take courage. Some relief has to be there. So I'm now coming to the second initiation. Now the second initiation is very, very serious. The second initiation means that those who are having practiced Krishna consciousness for some years have shown their qualifications. Sometimes we give the first initiation to encourage a person. This is for the second initiation. But for the second initiation, we must insist on qualification. First devotees have come to me, and although they had broken the principles just a few months ago, they said to me, "You must initiate us. We joined earlier than the ones who are now initiated." But this argument would be very good and very strong for the first initiation. It is not strong for the second initiation. I want to read you a very interesting quotation from Prabhupada, which will help also our brahmanas who are now brahman initiated to be serious, or more serious. "Regarding second initiations, I have become very concerned lately that some of our older students who have been given the second initiation have not been strictly following the rules and regulations. So from now on, I want our presidents to be very sure about the devotees they are recommending to me for second initiation. I think sometimes in the past devotees have been recommended chiefly because some more helpers were required in maintaining the deity work. Of course, necessity is there. It is just like in government. The government has need for a number of men to fill important posts. But first, the persons must be qualified before they can award the post. Even though there may be a pressing demand, Brahman initiation, because according to Vedic Shastra, anyone who is properly trained up under a bona fide spiritual master can become twice born. But if our Brahmanas do not take their second initiation seriously, then we will be deserving of criticism." That means that our secondly initiated are not qualified, just like the smarter brahmanas are not qualified. We are doing the same mistake. Huh? "So on this basis, if you think the men you have recommended are still eligible, you can submit, resubmit their names to me and I will accept them. In other words, Prabhupada had just gotten a huge list. And then he said, no, I can't accept these because in the past so many unqualified were recommended. This is, in other words, a quotation which I feel will help you to become, if you want to have second initiation, to become totally enthusiastic to change your life. For if there's anything to be changed. The second initiation gives us the direct opportunity to do deity worship, and it means we are so purified that we can approach actually the Supreme Lord now. And those who are brahmanas and do not from time to time or regularly worship deities, that they will find out how their principles will be going over just like a path which develops weeds on the way. If you have Brahman initiation but you do not follow the activities of a brahmana, that is to preach Krishna consciousness, to worship the deities, and to give also charity. Mm-hmm. You should study. What is it? A brahmana means he is teaching, and for that he must be studying. The brahmana is worshipping. The brahmana is helping others. He is a charitable person. He doesn't keep things for himself. He gives. He is a giver, not a taker. So, if you do not follow these, you will find weeds on your heart, which will cover you totally over. So therefore, we want qualified brahmanas, and I'm very, very happy that all those who are taking Brahman initiation are qualified like this. They are very qualified Vaishnavas. And those who are not so qualified, they have a service which will qualify them in a short while. They will do deity worship. Let me just look at the brahmanas who are here. Let's see what are the cases. They will either do deity worship or they will totally absorb themselves in preaching. So then they become qualified like that. Hare Krishna. So I'm very happy that you have allowed me the space to say these things. There are many more things which I would like to say, but the time is short. This, if you do have any questions regarding these points, you will be able to ask them in due course of time. We also have a few babies amongst us, both young and old, who are getting restless. And therefore we will end here. I want to wish that all the Vaishnavas will bless the new initiated and the new initiates with their well wishes. You are all strong Vaishnavas, very qualified on the path of devotional service. Please give your mercy and your good wishes to those who are taking initiation so that they will be always inspired. And I'm, but more than anything, I wish that Srila Prabhupada, who is presiding this function, will kindly accept these souls in his guidance and care, and also not forget one soul called Sachinandan Swami. So please bless all these souls by saying, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Gaur Premanandi. Jai Jai Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.
So now we come to the name giving ceremony. Yeah.
Come to me with your shoulder cooking and be your brow showing. Good. Aber nicht übrigens der Pausen. Die Reise ist der
So our first devotee is a very nice devotee from Poland, and his big brother is getting into the photographic position. It's Bhakta Pavel. Please come, Bhakta Pavel. Now, how to say this? What are the four rules and regulations? Yes. Yes, no illicit sex is very important for a brahmachari. I'm also like this, Pavel. I also have all these notes for everything. what will you do in regards to these four rules and regulations? Yes, not do them. Yes, for how long? Oh, very good, and beyond. We are not short-minded. Your name, and what will you do on Ekadasi? And eating. Okay. Yeah. Your name is Bhakta. Sorry. Patita Pavanadas. Bravo! Go, Premanandi! But you have not given any guru dakshin. You have it? Good. Anyone else? Oh, Dobje, very good. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Yeah. Hare Krishna. So, Patita Pavana is a very simple but very great personality. He goes out on the transcendental book distribution. And just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is known as Patita Bhavana, the savior of the most fallen, also that person who was known as Bhakta Pavel, But whose real name was Patita Pavana all the time, will hopefully continue saving conditioned souls in Poland by giving them the nectarian instructions of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita through book distribution. Hare Krishna, Patita Pavana. All the best for you. Continue like this. So our next one is Bhaktad Jones. What are the four rules and regulations which you will keep to the rest of your life, Bhaktad Jones? Yes. Yes. Yeah. Good. How many rounds you will chant every day? And on a courtesy? At least, really? And, alright, that's all. Your name, I mean, we have only the best names. Your name is Nityananda Pran Das. That's a, we're very thankful that you put so much enthusiasm in your applause. It's very good. See, this is what the young devotees need, your well wishes. Lord Nityananda is so merciful. Now the name Nityananda Pran means the life force of Lord Nityananda. Nityananda Pran is traveling with a bus program throughout the length and breadth of Germany, and he gives them very nice, and he helps them in all ways which the preaching requires. And it's, I want to say, on your initiation day, Nityananda Mahaprabhu likes so much the kirtan, so the life force of the kirtan is a good madanga. So please continue practicing, and as you grow older, he's only 18 years, isn't it? 19 years. It will become better as he grows old. The Nityananda Pran Das became interested in Krishna consciousness with 16 years. Imagine, he was the same old as me. Very nice. Because I joined also so young, I have great feelings for our young people. I like Nityananda Pran from the first day, but because he is from Denmark, there's a danger he becomes comfortable. So therefore, sometimes I'm forced to act a little strong, but I'm very happy and that you finally get initiation in this name. It's just the best name. I mean, Patit Pavana is also the best name, but now we talk about Hare Krishna. Our next devotee is Bhaktad Tomitz Love. Thank you, Tomitz Love. That you finally get initiation in this name is just the best name. I mean, Patit Pavana is also the best name, but now we talk about Hare Krishna. Our next devotee is Bhaktad Tomitz Love. Okay, thank you, Tomitz Love. What are the four rules and regulations which you will keep for the rest of your life. Wait, 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 for the rest of your life. Let me see, was it correct? No, no gambling. No, no what? Intoxicated. Did you say intoxication? Only one intoxication, the kirtan, the holy name. And how many rounds you chant every day? And on Ekadasi? Good. Your name is also the best name. Gaura Haridas. Very careful when the kirtan goes, Gaura, Gaura, Gaura Hari. It's not you. Lord Chaitanya. Gaura Haridas is also doing Sankirtan in Sweden. He is one of the Sankirtan devotees there. And he is a very living since many years a life as an ideal grihastha. He maintains himself just by book distribution, very enthusiastic book distribution. You've seen when he came here, couldn't wait, you know. Very, very nice. Please continue like this. The next devotee is another family man. His name is Misho, Dr. Misho. Thank you. Yes. So what are the four rules and regulations which you will keep for the rest of your life? This text is not so easy. It's a big problem in our movement. But you must keep the standard which you have heard in Prabhupada's book, not a new standard. How many rounds you will chant, and on a Ekadasi, very good. I have full faith that you will do this. And your name is the best name. It is really the best name. Gauranga Sundaradas. Gauranga Sundara Das is also working as a Sankirtan devotee, and he might change his field, but his interest is very much a preacher. Even before, he has a very nice wife who is also here. She is a Rohini Sutta Prabhu disciple and a very nice daughter. Where is the daughter? Ah, please get up. Mangala. This is a very nice Yuka. Her name is Gurukul Mataji, and I know she can't wait to be initiated also. So I will give her a rose. She has already a name. So just wait, be patient, and grow up, eat a lot of prasadam. So, the next devotee is from Prague. Robertus, please come. Robert, sorry. Thank you very much. Yes. So what are the four rules and regulations which you will keep until the rest of the existence in this world? Yes. Rounds you will chant, how many? And when will you try to finish them? Yeah. I know it's not easy, but please try. He is a temple commander in Prague, and as a temple commander, from morning to evening, people come, Robert, Robert, Robert. Yes. So, 16, have you said already how many? Yes. And on Ekadasi? Very good. Yes. Your name is the best name. It is Radha Vallabha. I go! I forgot, the meaning of Gauranga Sundara is, Sundara means the beautiful Lord Gauranga, who raises his arms in transcendental love of Godhead. Very nice. Radha Vallabha means he who gives pleasure to Srimati Radharani. Now, that's the name of Krishna. Now, Krishna himself likes to be very much associated with Srimati Radharani. For instance, we as Prabhupada disciples, we just take so much happiness if someone says to us, you are a disciple of Prabhupada, and we very proudly go like, yes! Because this is a very great happiness to be associated with such a personality. So Krishna is very happy to be associated with Radharani. Therefore, he stands on the altar always with Radharani. So your name is the very, very Radha Vallabha, the whole, you will see how the whole atmosphere in the Prague temple will change, because they will always have to chant now, Radha Vallabha, Radha Vallabha, Radha Vallabha. And very nice. So, the last devotee, here on this side is, the younger brother of Veerachandra. We can say so. Bhakta Bobby. Thank you very much, Bobby. Haribo. So, Bhakta Bobby, now comes the test. How many... What rules do you follow from now on in your... I mean, you've done it already, but what is now like this? Boom. Yeah. Yes. Good. Nice. But how many rounds will you chant like the body? Yes. Good. Your name is the best name. It's a little bit like your older brother's name in the mood. Your name is Gaura Singha Das. Gaura is, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Singha means lion. Lord Chaitanya, when he chants, is like a lion and the mad dog of Kali Yuga. He hears the chanting and runs away. How do you like this name? Very nice, huh? Yes, this is a very good name. These names are so nice. Patita Pavana, Nityananda Pran, Gaurahari, Gauranga Sundara, Radha Vallabha, Gaura Singha, and all are Das. Eternal Das. So now we want to ask a very special Vaishnavi to come, Ayumi. Ayumi sounds like a spiritual name, it is not. Thank you, Ayumi. Well, please tell me. Very good. What are the four rules and regulations which you keep for the rest of your life? Yes. Very good. How many rounds will you chant every day? That has been fastidious. When will you try to finish? Yes, very good. Your name is the best name. You won't believe it. But this is a direct inspiration from which I had in Vrindavan, because Ayumi came to me crying in Vrindavan, "I want to be initiated now. I can die any moment." So you are still alive, I said it to you. Your name is Shyama Sundari Devidasi. We all know that the deity in Vrindavan, like him very much, is Shyamasunda, Radha Shyamasunda. So Ayumi somehow found shelter there, at least for now. Radharani is so much absorbed in Krishna, in Shyamasunda, that her name has become Shyamasundari. That's Radha's name, who is so much absorbed in Shyamasunda. It's a very, very nice name. I think all the Matajis, all the Brijbasis, will become envious on this name when they hear it. But don't forget you are the servant. Shyamasundari has also a very nice brother who is in the Gurukul. His name is Jiva. Oh, and she has a sister. Her name is also with Shyama. Her name is Shyamasaki, right? I just noticed now. She has a very nice mother also, Japanese mother. Very cultured lady and very advanced devotee, Banu Nandini. And also the father is wanting to take initiation from Sri Vishnupad, isn't it? Yes. So it's a very transcendental family. We have only the highest. Hopefully you will remember everything, Renata. Yes. So, what are the four rules and regulations? Yes.
That's easy, yeah. Yes. 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 Very important. How many rounds you will chant for the rest of your existence and beyond? Yes. And on the Kadesi and Festival. Very good. Your name is the best name. Radha Priya Devidasi. That means someone who is very dear to Srimati Radharani. So such a nice name, isn't it? Our next Vaishnavi is also a nice Vaishnavi, Bhaktin Pyasha. Shocked. Hare Krishna, thank you. What are the four rules and regulations which you will keep for the rest of your life? Yes. Yes. What are, how many rounds you send? Yes. Yes. Your name is the best name. Krishna Rangi Devidasi. Very important. We have a Krishangi, but your name is totally different. Krishna Rangi. Krishna Rangi means it's the name of Srimati Radharani, who pleases Krishna very much with her wonderful activities and devotional service. Do you like this name? Very good. Name is I will not say it before the promises. Bhaktin Edith, please come. Thank you. I forgot to give flowers for the flowers. Very sorry. Uno momento. What are the four rules and regulations? Yes. Yes. Very good. And how many rounds you will chant? Thank you. Yeah, when will you try to finish the 15 rounds? If possible. And please read out. Your name is also very nice. Your name is Krishna Laya Devidasi. Thank you for reminding me. That was very good. She wouldn't go before she got her beads. Yes. Very important. See, you almost didn't get your beads. Thank you. This is the name of Srimati Radharani, Krishna. Krishna Laya. It means the refugium of Krishna. Refugium means where Krishna takes shelter. If Krishna is appreciating
the devotional service of Srimati Radharani so much, he takes full share of Srimati Radharani. So this is, so just as Krishna takes, so let me say it like this, please also take full shelter in Krishna. Krishna is the only refugium, the only place where shelter is to be had. Krishnalaya is doing a very important service in Hungary. She is helping to draw the construction work for a wonderful Radha and Krishna temple in Europe, in a wonderful project. It is called Nuvrajadam, isn't it? Nuvrajadam. It is a huge piece of land. How many hectares do you remember? It's much bigger than the German farm, I remember. Hundred forty hectares. It will be a huge, huge temple there. And the small Krishnalaya is drawing it. The plants, imagine. So, Shyama Sundari, Radha Priya, and Krishna Rangi, please come. I forgot to give you the flowers. If someone gives me something, I always want to give someone else. Here for you, Hare Krishna. Come. Thank you. I don't have much to give, so please, the rose. So, our next devotee is Bhakti Indushka. Hopefully she won't die from nervousness. Hare Krishna. Danke. So, Bhakti Indushka. Jetzt geht das materielle Leben zu Ende. Was sind die vier Regeln und Regulierungen, die du bis ans Ende deines Daseins einhalten wirst? Ja? 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 Ja, richtig. Wie viele Runden willst du kennen? Jeden Tag. Und an Festtagen, richtig? Gut. So. Dein Name ist Krishna Priya Devi Dasi. Es bedeutet einfach jemand, der Krishna sehr lieb ist. Aber da muss man sich für bemühen. Ja. So, die nächste Devotee ist Bhakti Gavi. Danke schön, Gavi. Was sind die vier Regeln und Regulierungen? Ja. Danke. Wie viele Runden sendest du jeden Tag? Ja. Genau. Das Ganze ist, naja, ich habe es hier, aber die 16 vor 10. Ja. Richtig. Ja. Man muss es sich bemühen und dann schafft man es. Dein Name ist auch der beste Name. Es ist einer von den 8 Hauptnamen von Srimati Radharani. Gandharvika. Entschuldigung, habe ich ganz vergessen. So, jetzt kommt die letzte Vaishnavi und auf die, wir kommen ans Ende. Auch ein sehr, sehr nice Vaishnavi. Ihr werdet noch viel von ihr hören. Ich werde euch eure Rücken gerade biegen. Bhakti Susanna. Heißt du Susanna? Ist ja egal. Jetzt. Danke. Susanne, Susanne oder Susanne? Sorry, ich wusste schon, aber manche sagen Susanna, ne? Achso, daher die Verwirrung, gut. Susanne, was sind die vier Regeln und Regulierungen, die du mit großem Enthusiasmus für den Rest des Lebens einhältst? Aha. Ja. Sehr gut. Wie viele Runden? Das Manu Mangal Fotokamera war sehr aktiv. wie viele Runden wirst du senden? Sendest du ja schon richtig? Sehr gut, sehr gut. Und ich möchte dich wirklich bitten, weiterhin mit dem Vaishnava Service fortzufahren. Das ist so wichtig. Was ist der beste Name? Dein Name ist Maharani Devidasi. Maharani ist auch ein Name von Srimati Radharani, die einst als Maharani, das heißt als Kaiserin über Vrindavan gekrönt wurde. Und Sri Krishna kam dann und sagte, well, jetzt wo du Kaiserin bist, was ist denn mein Amt in deinem Königreich? Dann sagte Lalita, auch die Ämter sind alle schon vergeben. Aber ich werde selber ein Amt bekleiden. Ich werde in jedes Dorf gehen und die Herrlichkeiten von Srimati Radharani verkünden. Das ist mein, ich bin der Herold in deinem Königreich. Good news, good news. Und so weiter. So, Maharani ist auch ein Name, der sehr liebt in Devotees in Vrindavan ist. Die singen Radharani Ki Jai Maharani Ki Jai. Ist das hier? So, ein sehr, sehr nicer Name. Alle Namen. So nice. Maharani, Gandharvika, Krishna Priya, Krishna Laya, Krishna Rangi, Radha Priya, Shyama Sundari. Sehr nice. So, Lalita wird es kopieren. Also Lalita Devidasi. So transzendental. Sodass ihr dann eure Namen dann da finden könnt und abschreiben könnt, sodass ihr jetzt mal endlich anfangt, richtig zu unterschreiben. So, Hare Krishna. Was machen wir jetzt? Yamananda. So viele Namen, weil ich weiß bei Jan, Yamasunda, nur noch, ja. Yakya, jetzt machen wir das Yakya. Okay, we will now continue with the Yakya.